You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello there, Maggie.
All right, so we've been sort of discussing silly questions over the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this was a really good one because we're at the end of the year. And so I wanted to hear, what's one thing you're really proud of accomplishing this year with the Gospel Project?
That's a really good question. So I love preschool. I love all things preschool, specifically how preschoolers learn through play. And so that is one thing I've really tried to incorporate more into our leader guides, is utilizing classroom centers, things that you may already have in the classroom, trying to include activities where preschoolers can have some independence, where you can have things set up for them and they can come and go from those as they want to. So I think that's something that I'm really excited about and something that I'm proud of, is trying to incorporate more of those hands-on activities for our preschoolers.
I love that. And as someone who teaches from the preschool curriculum on Sundays, I really appreciate those hands-on activities. So yeah. I can attest, they're great. I think one thing I am personally proud of is just our team as a whole. You know, our listeners mm-hmm. might not know this, but we have already started planning out for our sixth cycle of the Gospel Project.
Yeah.
And we actually started planning that, I mean, months and months ago at this point.
Yeah.
And so I think that those are just some of my favorite moments on this team, is when we are all in the same room and brainstorming mm-hmm. together, and just really getting to see my teammates' hearts for the Bible and their hearts for kids and their hearts for the people who are going to be teaching these Bible stories. And I think that those are just some of the sweetest moments that we get to experience together, and just yeah. really some of the most exciting moments for what God has planned for the Gospel Project in the future. And so mm-hmm. Really proud of what we have coming down the road in 6.0. And, you know, we're almost halfway through 5.0,
which is crazy.
So we have some time until 6.0 really starts rolling out, but mm-hmm. Listeners just know that it's going to keep being good. So
that's right.
Excited about that. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 16, Session 4, which is titled Daniel's Prophecies. And this is focusing on Daniel chapters 7 through 12. So Suzanne, why don't you share with us the big idea for this session?
When Jerusalem was destroyed, many of the brightest and strongest young men were taken captive. Daniel was one of these young men who became a captive of Babylon. We also learned how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were taken to Babylon and refused to worship the king's gold statues. Though they were thrown into the fiery furnace, God showed his power by protecting them. Over the years, Daniel remained faithful to God, even when he faced troubles. God rescued Daniel from the lion's den and also blessed him with wisdom. This week, we'll see how God gave Daniel visions to show how God's kingdom is the greatest and will last forever. So our story points this week for preschool, it is God showed Daniel his plan for his people. And for kids, Daniel's vision showed that God's kingdom would last forever. So now we'll talk about some activities this week. And actually, we just have one activity that we're going to highlight this week, and it is for older preschool. It is called Make a Play-Doh Maze. And so you can make this in an individual activity by setting cookie sheets or plastic lunch trays on the table for kids to use as their workspace as they create their maze.
All right. That was a good tip. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. So, Suzanne, why don't you start us off?
Yes. So this week with your class, as I hear this story, I think it would be great to emphasize that God is stronger than anything on earth. And even when things seem hard, God's people can be hopeful because he will make everything right when he rules over the whole world forever.
That's good. Yeah, and you know, these visions could be confusing for kids, and they could even potentially be scary, especially the visuals might, you know, we've taken a lot of care in the Bible story posters and in the videos to make sure that they don't come across as scary or fearful, but we know that different kids interpret things differently, and so that's just something to sort of keep in mind, think through how your class sees things like that. But like Suzanne said, we want to emphasize that God is stronger and more powerful than anything or anyone, and he rules over all, and we can trust that he is merciful and good. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.